Mr. Haldeman.
Hello. Well, anything late news I need to know about?
No, I don't think there is.
I talked to Waller and,
About Dr. Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're putting him on.
Is it all right? I mean, is he's going to pay, or how do we do it? Or?
No, we'll just put him on as a staff guy. Doesn't have to pay.
Yeah. You don't think there's any problem, do you? He's been in a very old friend.
There's a minor problem, but I don't think it's worth worrying about. It just, you know, it's just one more person, but we have, there's no problem in getting hotel rooms.
I can just say that he's been a friend for many, many years, and he has done something, and that we can sort of...
We have to say anything.
Just say anything,
Fine.
I might not break a tooth.
And
right.
That was Henry's only concern was don't say that we're taking a dentist.
Yeah, yeah. And well, how do we say that we're taking him because he's from Russia?
An old friend is from Russia, knows the country, and, you wanted him to come along as
a
part of your
part of my
government.
Party. Fine.
And it doesn't cost anything.
That's right.
To come along.
That's right. And I think that is the case. You know, he was born in Russia, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, that's good. He's born in Russia, and I wanted to go along and to, because, as to, you know, for counsel and so forth.
Yeah.
Good. So good.
That's what we're
good.
And
good. Good. And he also is a damn good dentist, which is not a pretty good reason anyway.
Right.
The second point is that in talking to him about the other thing, my feeling is now that I will follow your plan and to leave here about, 9 o'clock. How would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Stop at Walter Reed, right? And then drive over there, then come back to Walter Reed and see the Secret Service, and then go on in.
Right.
Does that sound like a good deal?
Yep. I think that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, without telling anybody, we'll lay that on. I mean, I don't want to advertise, but I don't think we need to tell anybody, do you?
No, not until in the morning.
Well, who do you tell?
Well, we'll have to tell the helicopter guy, and we'll have to set up landing at Walter.
Well, just say, tell the helicopter guy I'm going to stop to see this fellow.
We'll stop at Walter Reed to see the Secret Service.
That's right, Secret Service man, right.
Then when you get there, you'll decide, Holy Cross is just a little ways across the way here. I'll go over
and then, well, there's Secret Service out there anyway, so we got no problem in that respect, have we? See my point?
Yeah, but we'll have to get your car out there.
No. Secret Service at Holy Cross.
Oh, yeah.
So, they can, ours can know 10 minutes in advance.
We'll tell them, that's right.
And they just beat it out there. So, okay.
Okay. Yes, please.
Mr. Haldeman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Mr. President, Mr. Haldeman.
Yeah. I just wanted to be sure that something was underway to reply to the VIPs on the letters and wires and so forth. Are we doing something on that, or are we not trying to?
We are going to, yes.
Yeah. I see that, you know, there are some that will expect replies, the VIPs particularly, and
right.
The others should all get them.
That'll
too.
All be cleaned up.
Fine. Well, just so it's underway. The second point is, I wonder if one-liners ought to go to that 47 that voted with us on that Byrd Amendment. Speak to Clark.
I think they should.
Speak to Clark. You can say, Jim, I want you to know, I mean, how much I appreciated your vote on the Byrd Amendment.
I don't know. Let me check with Clark.
Maybe not. Maybe we don't want
it
to.
Well, the point is some of them weren't doing it to be with us.
Right, right. Okay, skip it. Let's skip it. I called a couple of them. That's enough.
Okay. Okay.
Fine.
Yes, please.
Haldeman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Sir.
I think it might be well if Monday, I'm just looking at some of this editorial stuff, got out one of its businesses of editorial comment and
they are goals. it's
and with it, we they see there's some excellent lines like the finest hour and guts and some of that stuff. Have they got some of that too?
Yep, it's in print.
Good.
It
okay.
Isn't out yet, but it's at the print.
Good. I think because people like to know, be reassured that they're on the right side.
Absolutely.
All right. Fine.
They're doing it.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly.
You want me to wait till he picks it up?
No, I'll go ahead and ring the kitchen, Aspen, or the galley there.
Here he is now.
You got to ring here.
Okay, here we go.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. It dropped, but go ahead and push it. I'll hear the buzz.
Okay.
You got it.
Good. Okay.
You can hear it.
Okay, let me try it here.
Got it.
Okay. I noticed you just a couple of second hold down, but that's about normal for these things anyway.
Yeah. How many radio systems we got in the house? One?
There's just one in the house here.
Yeah. It seems to be working.
Yeah.
As long as the batteries are good. If you might end up with some weak batteries today, you might have some trouble.
No, we check this pretty regularly.
Yeah.
It's your main problem.
Well, it looks like you got a go on that one.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that it was okay before I let them use it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, please.
May I have the admin office, please?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, real quick. Have a nice weekend.
Bye. Bye.